The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, Text Number 8, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 22nd, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Dharmasa anusthitasya pungshan visakshena katha sujat notpadayat jadi rati samaye vahike. Dharma, generally translated into English as religion, I have already explained several times. The dictionary meaning of religion is a kind of faith, but actually dharma means occupational duty or the characteristic. Just like a snake. The snake, its religion is to bite and fatal bite. That is its dharma, occupational duty. Everything has got, just like this microphone, it must work, it must expand the sound. That is its dharma. If it does not expand the sound, it is useless. Everything you take, there are characteristics. That is the meaning of dharma. Dharma is not an artificial faith. Faith you can change, but your occupational duty you cannot change. So what is the occupational duty of the living entity? The living entity is now encased in two kinds of gross and subtle body. Therefore, when he is situated in a bodily concept of life, his dharma is fruitive activities or sense gratification. When he is situated on the mental platform, then his occupational duty becomes speculation, imagination. And when he is situated in his original spiritual platform, then his occupational duty is to serve Krishna. These are the three positions. Karma, jnana, yoga, bhakti. Gradual evolution. Because spiritual knowledge also gradually evolved. Nirvishesh Brahma, antarjami paramatma and saraisarja purna bhagavan. These are the different stages of self-realization or spiritual advancement. Karma, jnana, yoga and bhakti. Yoga means bhakti yoga, or the preliminary, primary stage of bhakti yoga. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, yoginam api sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyaman bhajati jumam sami jukta tamavat. There are different types of yogis. But the first class yogi is he who na madgata antaratmana, Krishna says, who is thinking of me always. Madgata, sadhyama, with veneration, love and faith, bhajati. So to think of Krishna is also bhajan. There are different processes of bhajan. To hear of Krishna, that is also bhajan, just like you are hearing. And to speak about Krishna, I am speaking, you are hearing. Similarly, when the speaking and hearing is finished, then you think of Krishna, or by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, you think of Krishna. Krishna being absolute, all these different processes are also the same, one and the same. There is no difference between chanting and hearing or remembering or worshipping in the temple. Savanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam padasivanam archanam. The temple worship is called archan. Bandanam, offering prayers. The Christians, the Mohammedans, they offer prayer. Of course, not to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but impersonal feature or some idea. But that prayer is also one of the processes of bhakti. Anyone who accepts the supremacy of God, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his process of worship has to be considered in the category of bhakti yoga. The more and more you become purified by executing the bhakti yoga process, then you come to the real platform that is stated here, that dharma sanasthita pumsa. It doesn't matter what kind of dharma. Actually, dharma is one, the occupational duty, the characteristic. The characteristic means that God is great and we are subordinate. That is the injunction of the Vedas. Nitya, nityana, chetanas, chetanana, ekaju bahunam vidhadhati kama. We have to understand that singular number. God is singular, nitya, eternal, chetana, living entity. He is also nitya and living entity. But the chief, nitya, nityana, chetana, chetanana, and we are plural number, nityanam, chetananam. So, we are plural number, living entities, but he is singular number. Why? What is the difference between these two nityas and two chetanas? God is not dead stone. God is like you and me. He is a living entity, but the chief living entity, singular number. Just like we have got leader. There are many hundreds and thousands of followers, but there must be one leader. You follow any cult, you have to accept one leader. Either you follow this philosophy, that philosophy, it doesn't matter. But you have to follow a leader. But Krishna is the supreme leader, leader of the leaders. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Matta parataram nanyat kinchi sati dhananjaya. Leaders there are. Gods are there. God means controller. There is controller always. So there are many gods. Anyone is God because he is somehow or other he is a controller, leader of. But we are meaning the supreme leader, the supreme controller, that is Krishna. Leader you have to accept, but controller you have to accept. But nobody is supreme leader or supreme controller. That is Krishna. Every leader is also controlled by some other leader. But Krishna is such a leader that he is not controlled by any other leader. That is Krishna. Therefore Krishna says, matta parataram nanyat. There is no other superior leader. Ishara parama Krishna sachidananda vigraha anadi radhi govinda sarvakarana karanam. That is the statement of the Vedic literature. The supreme controller, the supreme leader is Krishna. Sachidananda vigraha. Krishna is not formless. When Krishna was present on this planet, he is not formless. He has his form. And what is that form? Sachit ananda vigraha. Anandamaya rasa vigraha. Ananda chinmaya rasa. There is not this vigraha. That you have to understand. Our vigraha, our form, at the present moment, material form, that is not Satchidananda. Sat means eternal. Chit means full of knowledge. And ananda means full of blissfulness. So, as soon as we think of one body, we think comparing our body. So similarly, by our foolishness, if we think of Krishna's body like one of us, then we become murha. Abhijananti manga murha manasintanivasita. Because Krishna comes in the human form, like a human being. Therefore, we should not take Krishna as one of us. Then we become murha, rascal, fool. Or in other words, one who thinks of Krishna having a body like us, that is Mayavad philosophy. He is a murha. Namang duskitunam murha prapadanti naradhama. These are the statements of Bhagavad Gita. How you can misinterpret? This is plain thing, that symptom, namang duskitunam murha prapadanti naradhama. These are the words used in the Bhagavad Gita. It is not our manufactured word. People may be very unhappy or angry. But we have to quote from these scriptures. These are anyone who does not surrender to Krishna, he is within these categories. What are they? First of all, duskritina. Duskritina means simply engaged in sinful activities. Kriti. Kriti means meritorious. But duskriti, badly meritorious. They are using their brain for something atrocious. Simply planning how to do harm to others. That is called duskriti. For his own sense satisfaction, he is planning. That is called asura. Asuri bhavam asuri. Asuras, they are simply planning for his own sense gratification. And devotees, they are simply planning how to satisfy Krishna's senses. That is the difference. How Krishna will be satisfied. Both of them are planning. But one is planning for his own sense satisfaction. And the other is planning how to satisfy the senses of Krishna. This is the difference between Asura and Deva. There are two classes of men, Deva and Asura. Do bhuta sarga loki daiva asura eva cha. Asurastad viparjaya. Vishnu bhakta bhavet daiva asurastad viparjaya. Those who are devotees of the Lord, servants of the Lord, they are called deva or demigods. Asurastad viparjaya. And the asuras are just opposite. Just like Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad, the father and son. Prahlad is deva because he is devotee of Krishna, and Hiranyakashipu, because Prahlad is devotee of Krishna, he is trying to always tease him, although he is a 5 years old boy, his son, very beloved son. But since he became Krishna conscious, he became the enemy or the asura, Hiranyakashipu. This process is existing from very, very time immemorial, two classes. Therefore, to become devotee is sometimes very troublesome, because even the father becomes enemy. This is the position of the devotee. But still you have to become devotee, that is your success of life. But the warning is there, that as soon as you become a devotee, you become enemies of so many, especially nowadays. You know that recently I was refused entrance in Africa. The government did not allow me to enter. What is my fault? Because I have a devotee. This is my fault. So we are meeting so many dangerous positions. In Bombay, our temple construction has been refused by the commissioner of police. Why? Because we chant Hare Krishna. They have openly written that the bhajan nuisance. You see, this is our position. Bhajan, Krishna says, Bhagavan says, that chaturvidha bhajante ma. This bhajan word is there. Four kinds of people can be engaged into bhajan. Who are they? Sukriti na arjana, whose background is very, very pious activities. Now, at present, bhajan is nuisance. Bhajan is stated in the Vedic scripture that it is performed by the pious men. And now, at the present circumstances, bhajan is nuisance. Satatam kirtayantam mam jatantasya durabhrata. These are the statements of Vedic scripture. Who is Mahatma? Mahatmanastamam prartha daivi prakriti vasa. Satatam kirtayantam mam jatantasya durabhrata. These are Mahatmas. Nitya yuktu upasate. But at the present moment, not at the present moment, from time immemorial, this is going on. As soon as you become devotee, as soon as you are inclined to take part in bhajan, you'll have so many enemies. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended that you tolerate, still you cannot give up your bhajan and Krishna consciousness. That is not possible. Tolerate. Trinadupi, what is the process of toleration? Yes. Trinadupi sunichena, tarorapi sahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadahad. So this Krishna consciousness movement we are teaching to become Sukritino, to make his life successful by understanding Krishna. That is this verse explains. Dharma sanasita pungsang visakshina kathasuda. Please take child. This formula is that you may execute your occupational duties first class, sanusthita, as it is prescribed, very nicely, regularly, faithfully. You are discharging your occupational duty. But if it does not awaken your dormant Krishna consciousness, then it is useless. Sramayeva hi kevala. Because the human life is meant for awakening Krishna consciousness. Our consciousness is now polluted. Just like the rainwater, as soon as it falls down on the ground, it becomes muddy. Otherwise, the rainwater is distilled water, very nice, clear, crystal water. But as soon as it touches the ground, it becomes dirty immediately. Similarly, originally we are all Krishna conscious, because you are part and parcel of Krishna. Mamai vāṅśa jīva bhūta. Krishna says, all these living entities, they are my part and parcel. Just like the son is the part and parcel of the father, for crude understanding, so we are also, similarly, part and parcel of Krishna. Mamai vāṅśa jīva bhūta. Jīva loka sanātana. Manasasthāni indriyāni prakitisthāni karsati. As soon as it comes in touch with this material world, it is contaminated. The same example, there's the rainwater falling from the sky, is crystal clear distilled water. But as soon as it comes in touch with the ground, it becomes muddy, dirty. So, at the present moment, our consciousness is dirty. Abhadra, it is stated in Bhagavad, in one place. Sinnatāṁ sakatā krishna punna savana kītana riddhantastha abhadrāni. Abhadrāni, the dirty things within the heart, riddhantastha, within the heart. We have got so many dirty things within the heart. Now how it has grown due to our contact with this material nature. This is our disease. In another place in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, kāraṇaṁ guṇasaṅgaśya sadasad janmajonisu sad asad. Nice body on very abominable body. You may get a very nice body, learned, scholar, beautiful, very aristocratic, or you may take the body of the worm of his stool. You have to change your body, and there are 8,400,000 different forms of body. So, why one has taken the body of the worm of stool, and why one has taken the body of Lord Brahma or Indra, Chandra, Varuna, or rich man, very nice man, beautiful man? Why? Why these differences of body? Because the karanam guna sangasya, as you are associating with the modes of material nature. Satagana, Rajagana, Tamagana. There are three gunas. Satogun, if you associate with Satogun, then urdhaṁ gacchanti sattvastvā. If you remain in Satogun, Satogun means Brahmanical qualification. Satta, sama, dama, titikha, ajava, jnanam, vijnanam, astikam, brahma, karma, sabhav. If you remain on the platform of Brahmanical qualification, that is called Satogun. And less than that, surya, trija, balam, yuddhi, chappalayan, khatriya qualification, that is modes of passion. And others remaining there is the modes of ignorance. Do not know what is the value of life, what is next life, what is spiritual realization, why you are suffering. Nothing, no knowledge. That is tamo. So, urdhaṁ gacchanti sattvastvā madhye tiṣṭhanti rājasā jaghanna guṇavrittiṣṭha adho gacchanti tamasā. This is our position. Therefore, there is dharma. In the civilized human society, there is dharma. Either you take it as characteristic or a faith, but a civilized nation has a kind of dharma. Has a Christian dharma, or Hindu dharma, or Mohammedan dharma. Dharma means some relationship with God. That is dharma. Dharmantu sākṣāt bhagavat pranīt. That is another definition of dharma. Dharma means to abide by the laws of God. So, everyone is trying to abide by the laws. Mamo vartmānu vartanti manusya sarva pārtha. Sarvasu pārtha. That is also stated in the world. Everyone is trying to approach. Here, the ultimate injunction is that dharma sānasita pungsa viśakṣena kathāsu. Viśakṣena is another name of Krishna. So, by executing the process of dharma, if one does not come to the point of understanding viśakṣena or Krishna, then what is that? Nutpādāyat rotiṁ yadī. Roti means attachment. Attachment. If one is not inclined to hear about Krishna, after executing his dharma, occupational duty, whatever he may be. Actually, occupational duty is meant according to Vedic civilization, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Sudra. Brahman has got his occupational duty, Kshatri has got his occupational duty, Vaishya has got his occupational duty, and Sudra also, occupational duty. So, when it is described, dharma sanushtutasya, sa means own. So, one must be either a Brahman, or a Kshatriya, or a Vaishya, or a Sudra. Or nowadays, one may be a medical man, an engineer, or a businessman, or this or that. Everyone has got some occupational duty. Either you take this way or that way. But it is very systematic. When we think of, in terms of Vedic civilization, the Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, this is very scientific. Because a class of men, very intelligent, very pure, ideal class of men, Brahmana, must be there. That is Vedic civilization. People will see and learn. Because ultimately human life is meant for elevating to the standard of spiritual consciousness. Athāto brahma jignāsa. So unless in the society there is an ideal class of man, Brahmana, how people will learn it. That is necessary. You cannot say, let us all become technology sudras. that you can get money for purchasing wine and meat, but the ideal life is lost. Ideal life is lost. There must be. Just like if you want to keep your body fit for everything, there must be brain. If you say that there is no need of brain, we simply want legs. So how? What is this body? The dead body. There must be the head, there must be the hand, there must be the belly, and there must be the legs. The brahmana is the head of the society, brain of the society. And the kshatriyas are the arms of the body. And the vaishyas, the belly of the body. The stomach and the belly must be kept in order. If you do not eat, if you do not digest your food, the brain will not also work, hand will not also work. So, for proper upkeep of the human society, there must be the brahminical class, brahmana class, the kshatriya class. They are all equal, because my hand is as much important as my brain. But although comparatively, my brain is more important than my hand. That is comparative. But you require the brain. So, at the present moment, why the society is chaotic condition? Because there is no brahmana. That is the defect. So, society must be divided in the material state of this brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra. And gradually, everyone should be educated to become Brahman. Athāta brahma jigyāsa, brahma bhūta. Then he will understand what is bhakti. Brahma bhūta prasannātmā nasochati nakāṅkhati samasarveshu bhūteshu madbhakti lavate parā. And when you attain to the stage of bhakti, then your life is successful. This is the process. Therefore it is said that you may go on with your so-called occupational duties, but if you do not come to the platform of spiritual understanding, then it is sarvaivahi kevalam. It is simply waste of time. It is simply waste of time. Because you do not catch up the ideal of your mission, simply work like the animals and die. Dharma sangya, the bodily concept. Jashyato buddhi kunapi tidhātuli. Simply thinking that I am this body and my only business is to satisfy the senses of the body. Not only my body, but my son's body, my grandson's body, my relative's body. This is going on under different names. Socialism, thisism, thatism, expanded bodily concept of life. This is animal civilization. Jashyato buddhi kunapeti dhatuke, because the animal also doing that. A cat is thinking that I am this body. I must secure my food anywhere. A mouse, anywhere. The dog is also thinking like that. If human being also think like that, then what is the difference between cats and dogs? He may be very much proud that I am discharging my duties very faithfully. But here Bhagavad said, dharma-sānuṣṭhita-pumṣa-viśyakṣina-kathāsa-nūtpādhaya-dhaya. If you do not develop your Krishna consciousness, you are simply wasting your time. This is the part. dharma-sānuṣṭhita-pumṣa-viśyakṣina-kathāsa-ja. So, our Krishna consciousness movement is simply trying to educate people that don't waste your time. You have got this human form of life. Luckily, after many, many births, Bhūnāṁ sammavānte, after many, many evolution. So don't waste your time. Just try to awaken your dormant Krishna consciousness. The Krishna consciousness is there within you. Simply you have to awaken. And what is the process? That awakening will take place simply by chanting and hearing. Subhanadi Shuddha Chitte Karoi Udo. There is a verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti, Sadha Kohuna. Krishna Bhakti, your devotion for Krishna, your attachment for Krishna is there because you are part and parcel of Krishna. And the process is very simple. Process is very simple. We are recommending the followers of Krishna consciousness. Just now I received one letter from Jaipur. They wanted my guidance. The guidance is not very difficult. It is very simple thing. First of all, try to become sinless. No illicit sex life, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling. Observe these four regulative principles and chant Hare Krishna mantra as far as possible, at least 16 down. Then see how your life changes. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.